He's not only an auto harp player, he's an auto harp player, he's a performer, songwriter, singer, and I like to believe he's a poet. And he has some real accolades. I just think that this is remarkable. He was voted into Fretz Magazine First Galley, five greats. That's remarkable. And he was inducted into the Auto Harp Hall of Fame. And he pointed out to me that he's the only living member, along with Maybelle Carter, Kilby Snow, and Sarah Carter. You know, in the musical family, Brian Bowers is the same to the auto harp as Earl Scruggs is to the five-string banjo. Now, that's saying something. Just give him a warm welcome. Thank you, Brian, for being here.
Thank you, dear. Well, I'm going to sit down here and relax. I've been sitting around the campground picking with my pals last night and today. I'm just going to sit down here and give you a nice, relaxed little dose of music. And what better way to start for an auto harp player than the Carter family? So here's a little bit of the Gold Watch and Chain and the Wildwood Flower. Guitar players learn to finger pick. Drift over now to the beautiful Gold Watch and Chain. I was raised in Virginia. I moved to the Northwest in 1971, chasing a long-legged redhead clear across the country. And I got out there and I street sang in the public market, Pike's Place Market up there, and then the Dillards heard me and they liked what I did and invited me to come around and play some festivals around the country, so I did. And that's when I started running into this myth that people have about Seattle and the rain. As soon as they'd found out I was from Seattle, they would start up with the body language stuff. They'd never come right straight to the point and pop the question. As soon as they found out, oh, you're from Seattle, huh? Oh, yeah, I'm from Seattle, huh? Okay. And then they'd scratch their head or knock imaginary lint off their shirt, tap their foot. Some of them would look over their shoulders. But sooner or later, it'd all get around to saying, rains a lot up here, doesn't it? So I got so tickled about it that I wrote a little love song for the Northwest in general and Seattle in particular. And even though Mount Rainier is up to the north from here, you can look right over there to old Mount Hood and get the same kind of feel. This is the view from home, and I had the great group, the group seldom seen, help me out with this, John Duffy and John Starlin, all that crew was still together in those days. Here's the view from home. Whoa, a little softer, please. Oh, a black crow sitting on a red roof house on a hill. Oh, yellow truck in the driveway, got some miles on her still. Out front, the pavement's buckled where the roots have taken hold. And south lies the mountain, a glory to behold. And down on the lake, countless boats are sailing. Up on a shoreline, single figure runs. And off in the distance, a cascade rise fiery, bathed in gold by a setting sun. Alaska, our last true frontier. West lies the ocean and Olympics so near. Back east lies madness, say what you will. Say I'm a maniac singing on the hill. And out on the road we tell all the turkeys. Yes, it's always raining and the sun never shines. But all the natives know when the mountain lifts her skirts, the view from home will flat out melt your mind. Hey, black crow sitting on a red roof house on the hill. Old yellow truck in the driveway, got some miles on her still. Out front, the pavement's buckled where the roots have taken hold. And south lies the mountain, a glory to behold. South lies the mountain, the glory to behold. Well, this here is a song by a fella from Wyoming, and this is one of those modern songs that sounds old. I fell in love with this song. This is the Ballad of Sarah Hogan. Near the pine-covered hills of South Dakota, when the evening stars are shining cold and clear, and the drovers tell their stories round the campfire, the tale of Sarah Hogan you will hear. Sarah was the sweetest flower of the prairie, with flowing hair and blue eyes flecked with gray. Her smile could turn the shadows into sunshine, and the cowboys that came courting her would say, won't you meet me in the moonlight, Sarah Hogan? We can ride out in the hills, my Sarah dear. Hear that prairie wolf a-crying, he sings a mournful song, but I will not be lonesome with you here. Billy Caldwell was a bold and reckless reckless cowboy. He vied for Sarah's heart and not in vain. But her father could not stand the charming rounder and forbade them both to ever meet again. Billy fell in with some bad men from Wyoming when they robbed a Tilford bank. Two men were killed. Sarah did not know her lover was an outlaw. That night she rode to meet him in the hills. Won't you meet me in the moonlight, Sarah Hogan? We can ride out in the hills, my Sarah dear. Hear that prairie wolf a-crying, he sings a mournful song. But I will not be lonesome with you here. In the quiet shadows waiting for the outlaws were some vigilantes shrouded by the night. Sarah's father raised a rifle to his shoulder as a mounted robber lined up in his sights. When the gunshot tore the silence just like thunder, the bullet knocked a rider to the ground. But when the men rode out to fetch the fallen outlaw, it was Sarah's lifeless body that they found. Won't you meet me in the moonlight, Sarah Hogan? We can ride out in the hills, my Sarah dear. Hear that prairie wolf a-crying, he sings a mournful song. But I will not be lonesome with you here. I'll be all alone without you here. Well, I think that whole thing, awards are such a funny thing. There was a reader poll there with the Frets magazine, and they had 5 years in a row I won the auto harp division and open strings division kind of deal. So they put me the next year in this, what they called the Gallery of the Greats. And, I mean, it was joke time. I mean, the people they put me in there were Itzhak Perlman, David Grisman, Mark O'Connor, Chet Atkins. I mean, give me a break. Those guys are geniuses. I'm just a bulldog with a bone. I get a song and I will drive a room full of people out of the house playing the same song for hours and hours and hours trying to get it under my fingers. So, you know, I just think it's a joke kind of. And then, of course, the joke thing went further in 1993 after inducting, you know, Mother Maybelle Carter and Sarah Carter, the two original Carter family members of the group, into the band of Auto Harp famers. Then they put Kilby Snow, the old Mountain Railroad man, also from Virginia. And then in 1993, they inducted me in the Auto Harp Hall of Fame, and I was totally ecstatic about it until they told me that it was as the first living member. I mean, this was 93. This will definitely give you pause. Leave it over here. I might use it. Whose is that? Oh, great. Okay. So I took just a crazed love affair with this thing. I got nuts about it. I got nuts. I kept hearing music in my head and in my heart that I couldn't make with my fingers. When I started 40 years ago, I could conceive of 100% of the music I wanted to play and could play about 4% of it. Now I'm 68 in a few weeks, and I can conceive 100% of it and play about 50% of it. So I reckon I'm going to hit the dirt before I get it all learned, but I'm a-trying. Here's a little fiddle tune for you. This is not a fiddle, but this is a fun instrument to play little fiddle tunes on for you. This is one from Scotland called The Flowers of Edinburgh. I'm sure you know a lot of the roots of bluegrass music are Scotch and Irish music, and I'm going to bring you to a little bit of the roots here by doing you one of the more beautiful Irish love songs. This is The Star of the County Down. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure she was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, through a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me, and with pride says he, That's the gem on Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ben, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair, she'll surely be there. So I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, though my plow with rust turn brown, till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. Well, my childhood in Virginia, where I was raised, was a wonderful childhood, and it was a childhood filled with call and answer music. I did a children's call and answer song yesterday, but today I want to do you a different one. I want to do you one, if you took a Sunday drive on Sunday morning, riding through the countryside where I lived, you would hear call and answer music pouring out of the churches. And one of the songs you'd hear repetitively again and again was one that was very popular around where I lived. This is one called Walking in Jerusalem, Just Like John. And the chorus goes like this. I'm going to teach you the chorus, and then I'm going to teach you how the call and answer works. But first, I'm going to get wet. Mm-mm-mm. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. That's a chorus. Try with me in a little bit now. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. That's pretty good, but need everybody to sing. Old, young, me, Phil, male, female, all of it. Let's have a little singing here. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Now, that's pretty good. Now, let's see what you got by yourself without me propping you up. Let's see what you got. Here we go. I want to be ready. Now, you got it. You're going to get stronger every time I come around on that chorus. Now comes the fun part, the call answer in the verse. I got the call, you got the answer, and you already know your answer. It's the last line in the chorus, that line, walking in Jerusalem, just like John. So let's have that line three times so I know you got it. Then we'll go down the road. I'll call, you'll answer, we'll do the chorus together. But first, let's have three of those, walking in Jerusalem, just like John. Here we go. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. Walking. John, old John, how didn't you say you'll be there that great day? I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. brother better mind I ain't step on the cross. Hook might slip and your soul get lost. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Jesus took the cross upon his shoulder. Meet you at the first crossover. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. You got there before I do. Yeah, my friend, I'm coming too. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. Oh, yeah. Good singing, you guys. I'm going to sing you a song by America's most popular ever composer. It was his most popular song. And booze, alcohol, stole Stephen Foster's life in many ways. He lost his marriage. He lost his fortune. He wound up singing this, his most popular song, for free beers in bars in the last years of his life before he died destitute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. One of the all-time great lyrics and melodies of our American music, Stephen Foster's Hard Times Come Again No More. Pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. 'Tis a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh. Around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale, drooping maiden who toils her life away with a worn heart whose better days are o'er. Oh, her voice would be merry to sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of a weary. Hard times, hard times.
Oh, our times come again no more. Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, our times come again no more. Tis a song, a sigh of the weary. Our times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, our times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music bright and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Oh, their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, our times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard time, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
Peter Rowan, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, my brother.
Hey, man. Good to see you.
What a treat.
I heard you were playing the music out here, and I just couldn't resist, man.
Please, I'm honored, Peter. By golly. Let's go to key A here.
All right. In the early days of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, we used to just all kind of get together in John Hartford's room and pick.
Pick, that's right. And you know, the first place I ever met you was at the cellar door, and you were with C-Train. And I was upstairs getting tuned up to be the opening act or something, and Richard Green picked up my dulcimer. I had a dulcimer, and he started playing. I didn't know who he was. I thought, who's this jerk playing my instrument without asking? I came up and said, give me my dulcimer. He looked at me like I was the biggest fool in the world, and then I heard him playing. I came to him later, and I apologized. I said, man, I'm sorry. I said, I didn't know who you were or what you did. I said, just foolish of me.
Right, but you were right on both counts.
Well, I'm going to throw a bunch of curves at Peter here, by golly. Here we go.
First one.
All right.
You're going to know some of this, I believe. This is one I heard as a kid. The old preacher used to on Saturday nights, he'd put up enough dance music for a while, and then he'd say, all right, I want to hear Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. That was the end of it. We had to sing Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. This has got a little callback like the walking in Jerusalem. You'll catch it. It's way up, way in the middle of the air. You'll catch it. Here it comes. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Little wheel run by faith, big wheel run the grace. You got a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air. Let me tell you what a hypocrite'll do way in the middle of the air. Talk about me, talk about you,
away in the middle of the year. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Little wheel run by faith, big wheel run the grace. I got a wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air. Let me tell you what a hypocrite'll do way in the middle of the air. Talk about me, talk about you way in the middle of the air. One of these days, 12 o'clock way in the middle of the air. This whole world gonna reel and rock way in the middle of the air. Way in the middle of the year. Way in the middle of the year.
Yeah, man. You ever heard of Lazarus, the old ballad where you call back the call lines? I call, you call back.
I do.
Here we go. All right, now we're going to really go out on the thin ice here. A cappella, no instruments. Here we go. We're just a singing. This is a ballad, a bad man ballad. This is a ballad about a man who went to jail. Actually, didn't go to jail. He went to the cooling board for stealing bread to feed his family. This is a bad man ballad called Lazarus. Now Willie High Sheriff, he told a deputy, he said, now go out and bring me Lazarus. And the deputy, he told that High Sheriff, he said, I ain't gonna mess with Lazarus. He's a dangerous man, oh Lord, he's a dangerous man. And the deputy began to wonder, and just where in the world he could find him. And the deputy began to wonder, just where in the world he could find him. Well, I don't know, oh Lord, I just don't know. And they found poor Lazarus, found him up between two mountains. They found poor Lazarus, found him up between two mountains. And he blowed him down, they blowed him down. And what the great big number. And what are you the great big number? A number 44, oh Lord, a number 44. And Lazarus, poor mother, you know that she couldn't go to the funeral. And Lazarus, poor mother, you know that she couldn't go to the funeral. She didn't have no shoes, she didn't have no shoes. Now I tell you, High Sheriff, tell you one of your men gonna leave you. Now I tell you, High Sheriff, tell you one of your men gonna leave you. Come an next payday, oh Lord, come an next payday. Well, Lazarus. You're about to see something you never see, ever. Me tuning on stage. Yeah, I want to mic that, sir. Need an A, sir. Now you're going to have to give me all the heat you can on this guitar, Stu, because I'm bare-fingered. I went past it. Y'all, for your patience. It's not a...
Yeah, don't rush
okay,
it, man.
Now, Stu, give me all you got. Now, this song, well, after all this laborious tuning, I bet you Peter has sung this song more times he can count. But I heard it when I was a young boy in a different form than I normally hear it done these days. Monitor for the first time. I'll take a little monitor. Okay, here we go. Up here with Peter Rowan. Let's get that Turner.
Play it sweet, man.
Here it comes, baby, call me up. Baby, call me up on the telephone. Come back, baby, I'm so alone. Now she's gone. Sitting on top of the world. Let's play one, Peter. Mm-hmm.
out of my garden, let my peaches be. Now she's gone, but I don't worry. Said I'm sitting on top of the world. Cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
One last one.
Cause I'm sitting.
Finish up. Peter, bless his heart. He could have stayed in the hotel, watched TV, had the hot tub.
I could have had it all. But no.
I told John Malloy, I says, you tell Peter if he's got a yen, he can come and join me. I'd love to have him jump up and sit up with me. You remember Aunt Minnie's farm?
I do. We were just reminiscing about some of those old Jim Clark.
Yeah, well, I remember at Aunt Minnie's farm, I was up on stage, and all of a sudden I turned around, and you and John Hartford and Doug Dillard and Rodney Dillard all jumped up and started playing with me, and I was like flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
We had a lot of nerve, didn't we? We had a lot of nerve in those days. Now we're all so shy, and no, I won't get in your space, man. No, that's all. We would just
now,
go
let's
get
have,
up there.
We're going to do this one last tune. This is not a bluegrass tune, although it could probably be done bluegrass. But I've sung this song so many different places in my life. I've sung it for weddings and funerals. I've sung it for my friends. I've sung it for myself when I was sad and happy. I just love this song. This is an old Beatles song called Let It Be.
Thank you.
shine on until tomorrow. Let it be, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Incomparable Peter Rowan, kind enough to join me for a few songs of my afternoon set.
Brian Bowers, right here.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure being with you here at Stevenson.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, man.
Brian Bauer.
Can I, I'll tell you what, guys. You're going to stand up. I know y'all are. I'm going to repeat a song. I hardly ever repeat a song at the festival, but this is a song my sweetheart Mary and I sang for y'all last night, the ones that y'all were here. And a lot of people ask if we would do it again. We don't have it recorded yet, but the day will come. That'd be the, if we step on Dale Atkins' guitar, that'd be like no good deed goes unpunished. He loans me his guitar, I step on it. Thank you very much, Brian. Well, Mary and I are going to do you this song, but I'm going to dedicate it to Peter Rowan for all the magic he has brought through us in the bluegrass world for years and years and years. If I want something to make me smile, I play Peter Rowan riding down the road. And his shows, his live shows, are wondrous things. So I'm going to dedicate this song to Peter. And this is a love song from down in the New Orleans part of the country. This is the Lake Sepansha Train. Mary, I still don't like the way this mic is. How's that? Okay. Fatten me up a little bit on this harp, Stu.
Filled my heart with longing.
longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I rode the rods till evening and I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl toward me came. I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, my pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good. If it weren't for the alligators that sleep out in the woods, you're welcome here, kind stranger, though our house is very never turn a stranger out on the banks of the Pontchartrain. Took me to her mammy's house and treated me right well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell, to try to paint her beauty, I'm sure 'twould be in vain. Some was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I asked if she would marry me. She said this could never be, for she had got a lover and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain till he returned to his Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. It's been my deep honor to be here. I'm just so glad. I'm so glad to be alive and happy and healthy and making music and being with my sweetheart Mary and our little dog Giacomo. And so I'm happy about the simple things. I'm happy about making music. I'm happy about eating a big breakfast with bacon and eggs and toast and coffee and orange juice. And I'm happy about seeing all my friends, old and new, and I love my life, and I really love coming down here to Stevenson playing for y'all sometimes, and I will see you another time. And meanwhile, we'll have our little mercantile over there. We'll go over and be there if y'all want to get some Otto Harp music to take home, and a lot of great music coming up. I won't get to be here. I'm playing in Anacortes tomorrow afternoon up by Bellingham, and so I got to leave here pretty shortly, but it's been a great weekend, and I wish y'all safe travels and much music in your lives. Take care.
Well, we love you too, Brian, and thank you. It was so nice to meet you. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.